This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the Personal Ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Wednesday, August 15, 2018, The Solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, by Father William Doc Holliday.
Blessed is the fruit of thy womb. May the words of my mouth, the meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. There's a lot of discussion of fruit in the readings today. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, St. Elizabeth says to the Virgin Mother under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb. Of whom does she speak? Jesus Christ, that fruit of her womb. Today is the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Out of all the feast days that we have for our Blessed Mother, this is chief. Her Assumption into Heaven. Why is it the chief feast of our Blessed Lady? It's because it is when she is rewarded for her faithfulness to her Son and doing the will of God and turning herself completely over to Him. She is the prime example of obedience and faithfulness to God. She is the manifestation of my oft talked about subject, a practical Catholicism. She lived for her Son. She did not care what had to happen to her, but she just did everything for love of Him. This is why she was assumed body and soul into Heaven. That is why she has that singular grace that we do not have, being assumed body and soul upon our death. She was rewarded. She was rewarded by her Son, Jesus Christ, the fruit of her womb. Well, why did she have to be rewarded? God could have picked any woman. I always love when people say that when you talk about the Blessed Virgin. He could have picked any woman. Yeah, that's exactly my point. And He didn't. He picked her. He picked her, the Immaculate One. It's interesting to think about that fruit of her womb, Jesus Christ. And all that God did to accomplish the mystery of our salvation, He made use of the humanity of Jesus Christ as the effective instrument of our salvation. Jesus Christ's resurrection was an instrument, an accomplishment of our resurrection. We get to live because of the fruit of the womb of the Blessed Virgin. That's why we venerate her so. St. Ambrose, speaking of this passage, this second reading today from Corinthians, St. Ambrose says, "The fruit of divine mercy is common to all, but the order of merit differs." If you notice, if you listen to that second reading today closely, God throws out an order. The Holy Spirit gives us an order of things. Jesus Christ, the first fruits, then those who belong to Him, and then the end. It doesn't say Jesus Christ, the first fruits, and then everybody else because He's real merciful and loves everybody. It says then those who belong to Him. By belonging to Him, we prove that belonging by the way we live our lives. This fruit of divine mercy, again, common to all because it does rain on the just and the unjust. And every breath we take, whether we are saint or sinner, is at God's grace. The fruit of the divine mercy is common to all, but the degree, as St. Ambrose says, differs. I stretch that because we want to be in the best degree when we get to the judgment seat of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Blessed Virgin Mary was assumed into Heaven as her reward for absolute faith and obedience, absolutely giving herself over to God's will. I speak so often about doing God's will, I should say, trying to do God's will, trying to live in His God's will. A lot of people speak of being in God's will. You got to prove it. You've got to actually be in His will. You've got to be in His will practically. Because just like the Blessed Virgin, His words will be applied to you. For He that is mighty hath done great things for me, and holy is His name. This is where we integrate what we understand and believe about the Blessed Virgin Mary and apply it to our own lives. How many people do you hear that like to throw out, "You have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ?" Personal relationship with Jesus is a good place to start, but you have to do your part. Your relationship with Jesus Christ must be manifest in your works. That is how faith is shown. Not just a relationship with you, because what does that mean? You know, I have a relationship with a lot of people, and they're not even Christians. A lot of them are godless heathens. I mean, they'll be the first to admit it. I know people who like to say, "I'm a pagan." All righty then. Okay, I'm a pagan. I know them all. I have a relationship with them, but I hope that's not an influence on my life. You can have a relationship and not be influenced by the one with whom you have a relationship. Look around us. So the marriages, okay, have a husband-wife relationship. What happened? There's no closer relationship. What happened? It happens all the time. Relationship doesn't mean anything unless it's real, unless it's heartfelt, unless we're engaged in that relationship. Then we are rewarded. I mean, think about what the Blessed Virgin Mary, think about that reward. She lives her course in the life, and she dies. And yes, she died. You get a lot of people throughout history. If our Lord Jesus Christ had to die, the one for whom she lived and was completely obedient, if He had to die, why shouldn't she have had to die? She did die. She ended her course on this world. She was found completely obedient, and she was rewarded. She is that woman that reigns in heaven, clothed with the sun, crown of 12 stars, and the moon under her feet. How awesome is that? And it awaits us if we are faithful and obedient. Not to the degree that it does the Blessed Virgin Mary. Not to that degree, but you can get close to that. How glorious. That's for us. As you said when I started this, there's a lot of talk of fruit. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb. Every time we pray, the angelic salutation. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. The second reading in Corinthians, Jesus Christ, the first fruits. If you eat the fruit, you will bear fruit. You must bear fruit. John chapter 15. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you do not bear fruit, I will cut you off, cast you into the furnace of fire. If we eat of the fruit that is our Lord Jesus Christ, that is first and foremost the Eucharist, if you eat of the fruit, you will bear fruit. You must. Can't help it. If you are a person of faith, if you are devout, you bear fruit, and you will be rewarded accordingly. And there are degrees. You want to live on the bread and water of going to Sunday Mass? All right. Days of obligation. Okay, I fulfill my obligation. All righty. The reward is in degrees. I want the best I can possibly get. I got to make up for a whole lot of lost time. Okay? A lot of you are younger than I was when I came back to the church. You don't have to make up for near as much time. Don't put yourself in that position. Okay? It's a heavy burden. The Blessed Virgin Mary is our example of both the practice of faith and the reward of faith. Blessed is the fruit of her womb. That fruit which we partake every time we come to Christ's altar. It's interesting to think about the Blessed Virgin, how many people out there who claim the title of Christian, and they'll do everything that they can to denigrate a veneration to the Blessed Mother. Well, to partake of the fruit, if you go out to an orchard and you're hungry and you want to eat some fruit, if you go out to an orchard and you're starving, generally speaking, there's not a table of picked fruit for you. Where do you have to go to get it? to go to the tree. If you want to eat of the fruit, you must go to the tree. And the tree is the womb of our Blessed Virgin Mother. The fruit of that womb is her Son, Jesus Christ, in the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.